Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Good morning. This is Tammy Polk, your virtuous businesswoman motivational makeover mentor. I am absolutely excited and ecstatic to be back with you guys on this morning. And I'm really excited for the guest that I have today. Miss Gina Davis, who is a great, great friend of mine. I'm here trying to get everything going, so do bear with me for just a moment as I am trying to find what I did with Gina's bio. But from what I can tell you about Gina is that she is definitely no nonsense when it comes to marketing, when it comes to networking and having people to understand that it takes work, it takes effort. And that is what she has built her business around. So I think I've actually found it. Here we go. All right, Gina pitches straightforward, just as I said, doesn't want or give any nonsense and will tell it to you like it is. Yet she is driven to look at the end goal. Gina's creative side is seen in many of her endeavors, but the fact influence her the most. Not only does she think outside the box, she stands outside the box. And she says that everything I do is with the belief that you must show your clients that you care. This continues to resonate with me. I believe that it is the cornerstone of business growth today. So her mission is to work with people in business on their growth strategy by helping them set and achieve actionable goals, build customer recognition, foster loyalty, and increase customer retention referrals. So here with the 10 commandments of do's and don'ts of networking, Gina, do I have you on the line?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can. Welcome.
Hello, everybody. I'm glad to be here today.
All right, so Gina, tell us a little bit more about your business, and then let's get right into those 10 do's and don'ts.
Yes, definitely. So I'm a business and marketing coach consultant, but my niche is helping people with their customer retention, get and keep customers. It's really important And I've always come from the background of customer retention, because I feel that your business, where you're going to grow the most, is working with your existing customers, retaining them, asking for referrals, and that's how, when it comes to marketing, I help my clients grow their business.
Okay, because the main points that I want to drive home today would be that a virtuous businesswoman attends networking meetings, conferences, and different professional events that enhance both her personal self and her business offerings. So how does your top 10 commandments come into that? So what are they and how do they work?
Can I share just a little bit of background before we jump into that?
Sure.
I came from about 20 years in sales and marketing prior to coming to where I am now. This was in the 70s, in the 80s, in the 90s. And then I did take some time off and homeschooled my kids. So when I got back into business, I started with a networking. My community was zero. And I have built that up using these 10 principles. These were some of the first things I was introduced to on how you network. And I have built that up into thousands in my network. And I got introduced to this Ten Commandments. I tried to do some research and see where it originated. I was unable to find that. But the two people that introduced me this was Sherry Motes. She was running a networking meeting at the time. It was one of the first ones I ever attended. And she invited Kelly Price, who runs networking in Memphis. And he brought this with him. And I just thought, oh, my gosh, this is what I need to be doing. This is how I need to be doing it. Now, for y'all that are listening in, if you want to actually see these Ten Commandments, they're out on my Facebook page, and I have actually tagged Tammy in it. So if you know Tammy or if you know me, you should be able to find it on our both personal and business page. So I'm going to run through these Ten Commandments really quick, and then I'm going to tell you some stories. So number one, thou shalt drop the what's in it for me attitude. Number two, thou shalt listen. We've heard this many times. We have two ears, one mouth. Shut up and let them talk. Three, thou shalt build a relationship. This is what I built my business on, is building relationships. Thou shalt give the first referral. Bend over backwards. Givers gain. You've got to show them that you care. And this even goes with somebody that's a strategic partner. Number five, thou shalt not tell others of the referral you require. Thou shalt show them with the story. If you just tell them, hey, I want plumbers, they're not going to remember that. But if you tell the story, they'll remember that, and I'm going to tell you that story in just a minute. Six, thou shalt be specific of the type of referrals. Be as specific as possible. When you just say, hey, I need somebody in business or I need anyone that has a home, that's not specific enough. I won't remember that. Number seven, thou shalt reciprocate when appropriate. Help people. This goes back to the giver's gain thing again. Help people when you can. Try to find some way to reciprocate. It doesn't necessarily have to be a referral. It could be something else that they're challenged with. Number eight, thou shalt participate in the network executive functions in networking time. It's important as business people that we are leaders in our communities. You need to step up into leadership positions as often as you can. It'll also put you on the radar of those people that are the movers and the shakers who you want to know. Number nine, thou shalt thank the person who gave a referral. Oh, my gosh, if you don't do that, you just close your shop and go home. Number 10, thou shalt follow up on the referrals within 24 hours. Another one, if you don't follow up on a referral that somebody gives you, close your doors and go home. So those are the 10 commandments of networking. I follow these. I try to be these, and I think that they've worked for me. Now, I would love to, if you have any questions, can we take questions, Tammy?
They can if they are, with the page on Facebook, or if they're going through the event page, that they can.
Okay.
We had technical, I ended up losing.
Yeah.
I ended up losing my live
okay.
feed here.
Okay. Well, y'all are welcome to ask questions in the aftermath, and I'm happy to answer them. But I've got a couple stories based on these networking things I love to share. Can I go there now?
Yes, ma'am, you can go
okay.
right ahead.
Stories tell everything, and you're going to hear this time and time again in anything that you do when you're trying to grow your business. You need to tell a story. When you're doing your elevator speech, you need to tell a story. When you're sitting down in a presentation, you need to tell a story. And even in networking, people are going to remember more if you tell them a story. So when people ask me about who my target audience is, I tell them the story of how I got started in the 80s and 90s working for my family business. We were working with what I call the blue-collar entrepreneur. He would typically put the piece of equipment that we manufactured in the back of his truck, and he would go around and he would show it to people or clean something, and he would try to sell it. But that's going to resonate more with you than me telling you, oh, I need a plumber or I need whatever it is. And today, because I do work a lot with trades, that is one of the stories I love to tell. That's just like a plumber. He knows his business. He knows what he's doing. He's got that one-man truck. He's out there hawking his business and telling a story about who your referral is going to get the point across more than just saying, hey, I need a plumber. That's my market. So the next one I would love to tell you about, because this one is a funny one, is a what's in it for me attitude. I was at one of my chamber meetings, and I noticed this woman walking around the room, and she was dropping a business card at every seat. And we're talking about 100 or more seats in the room. And I kind of glanced at the card, and I compared it to who the sponsor of the day is. My opinion, the sponsor of the day can walk around and do that. Nobody else should be doing that. So what happened is when I got home, I always set an agenda when I go to the chamber. I want to meet 2 to 5 people and get their business cards and make a connection. When I got home, I had a few more than 5 cards. I had other people coming up to me, and it kind of grew. And when I got home and going through my list, I pulled the card out, and I looked at it and thought, what the hell? I don't remember who this person is. And she never introduced herself, and she is expecting just because she dropped off a card, I'd be interested in her business. That's definitely a what's in it for me attitude. She was not there in a giver's game, and it could be that she was not taught how to network or didn't know how to network. But, you know, yeah, always go in with what can I help you with. So that's my 2 stories I wanted to tell today.
Okay, yeah, because it's definitely something that so many people don't think mm-hmm. about mm-hmm. when they're networking. It's not that, you know, they come in with that what's in it for me attitude, and feel like if they don't leave with, you know, with a sale, or if they don't leave having made any money, then all of a sudden, it was a waste mm-hmm. of my time. But one thing that I say, one thing that I say in my book is that one of the things you have to realize is that your results will not always be immediate.
No. That's what building a relationship is about.
Right, because when you go in with the mindset of, you know, what's in it for me, if you walk out with nothing per se, you know, like I said, you're going to feel like it was a waste of your time. But in all actuality, the reason why you're feeling like that is because you went in there with the wrong mindset and with the wrong attitude.
And without any goals.
Yes. So with that being said, if I'm going into a networking event,
okay,
what mindset should I have? What goals should I have going in? Because a lot of people don't think about having goals. Well, not that they're not thinking about having goals, not having the right goal.
Right. Or the goal around networking. They might be thinking more of a goal around how much business I need to get, how many leads I need to get. So when you're looking at networking is not about making the sale. I really don't know much of anybody that can make a sale in 5 or 10 minutes. So you shouldn't even try, because then you're coming across as a person that is throwing up all over you. So if you back up and you take it from the standpoint, if you set goals of, okay, I want to make connections with these type of people. So maybe you want to make 2 connections with what I call a strategic partner. This is somebody that wants the same type of business that I do. As a marketing coach, I love connecting with other coaches because we often can trade business. Sometimes their clients are going to have difficulties, whereas they need my help, and vice versa. And again, I also like to look for CPAs and bookkeepers because they know when a client is struggling with business growth. So I look for at least 2 of those to make a connection with. Then I also look for business owners that I haven't had the opportunity to meet yet. When you go to chamber, there's a lot of people. Don't sit by people that you know, and even I have done that, sit by people I know. And I'll often tell people, because, I mean, you know, people are really kind of like to sit by other people, so typically what I tell people to do is, like, I'm fine if you want to sit at my table, but I know you. Let's leave a space between us so that hopefully somebody that we don't know will sit down beside us. And that's another really great way to grow your network is, if you do come with other people, is put that space between you. Don't sit right next to each other. Give yourself an opportunity to meet new people. If you can't get up and go over and walk to somebody and talk to them, that's a really good way to do it. But let's talk about that, right? A lot of people have that difficulty of walking into a network mixer and thinking, oh, I can't go over there and talk to that person. or I can't talk to them. I always like to look at it from the standpoint, I get there early, so I'm standing at the door or somewhere kind of strategic. So when people walk in, I'm greeting them. Even though I'm not officially of an ambassador or whatever that function is, I'm there greeting people. So it puts me there first. It makes them walk right by me, and it gives me the opportunity to seem like I know what I'm doing. I don't necessarily know what I'm doing. And two, I try to have those few questions to get the conversation going. Why did you decide to come here? What made you, decide to come here? Who invited you? I want to see if we have a connection there. You want to make the connection with someone that they might know, because that helps lengthen the conversation. Then if the conversation keeps going at that point, then I might ask them, well, tell me a little bit about yourself. Are you a longtime Memphian? And then eventually it segues into, hey, what do you do?
Right.
It's about building the relationship.
Right. So, Gina, in our last four minutes here, first of all, I want to say thank you, because at those Ten Commandments before I came on, I'm probably going to plaster those in a whole lot of places. But Jess, if you had to give one big piece of advice, what would it be? And then I want you to go into how people can find you.
Okay. I really think that it is all about building relationships. So when you leave there, this is my challenge to you. So you go to a networking event. You meet five people. I want you to go home and immediately send them an email. Hey, it was really great to meet you. I don't know if we might, have any public conversation, but what do you think about meeting for coffee? You never know till you ask. Then I use send out cards to also follow up with people when I have their address. Emails get lost in that big email continuum in the sky, and when they get a greeting card in the mail, they're more likely to see it. It's a great building relationship point. So I do whatever I can to connect with those people outside of the meeting so I can continue building the relationship. And this is one of those things I do teach to my clients, how to do that. So how do you get connect with me? I'm on Facebook, Facebook.com/ it's Custom Growth Group. I'm on LinkedIn. My LinkedIn is actually backwards. It's my name, Davis, then Gina. And then if you want to email me, gina.davis@customgrowthgroup.com. And, of course, you've heard Custom Growth Group a half a dozen times. That's the website.
All right. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So we are going to close out here again. Gina, I thank you. And
thank you.
Would also be remiss to not thank the founder of our channel, Ms. Kayla, Finding My Way Paget. Thank you for the opportunity. To our channel sponsors, Ewing Moving and Storage, thank you for everything that you do. And also to the woman who pushed me to do this radio show in the first place, Nicole Gates. I know you're probably going to kill me. But I love you, bunches and oodles. So until next time, this has been the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast. Don't have a great day. Make it a great day. See
My
you
favorite.
Guys again soon.
Bye, everybody.
Produced by Kayla Paget on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.